MTV Cast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Bonnie Gagnon calling in from Moran, Wyoming. Man, just had a beautiful night last night riding through the Tetons National Park. The sun was setting on snow-capped mountains. It was just absolutely stunning. Also, while I was sleeping, I had to get up and use the restroom, so to speak, while camping. And, you know, just you're just dreading getting out of your sleeping bag because everything is soaking wet and you're freezing cold and you're all bundled up. But I got out, and, man, the sky was crystal clear, and there must have been, man, millions of stars just as far as you could see all around. It was absolutely magnificent. You could almost feel the weight of that universe just pressing down. It's just, it makes you feel so beautifully small, you know. It just helps, really helps perspective on things, especially if you're, you know, struggling at all. It just really, think about how amazing the universe is and how big life is and how small our problems are. And you just keep pedaling. Speaking of which, this is the second night, last night, that I woke myself up because I was dreaming I was climbing and pedaling, and what was happening was my sleeping bag is kind of tight, so my feet were pedaling away and pulling my sleeping bag down, waking me up. So that's awesome. But anyways, hope everybody else is doing good. It's been so wonderful to talk and meet with so many other writers, and I'll try to call in again soon. Thanks again, everyone. Thanks, Joe, for hosting MTB Cast. Matthew Lee for this awesome race, and just everybody who's watching, listening, and cheering all the racers along. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Peter calling in from Breckenridge. Just rolled through that series of three towns. So it's a little bit of a weird section for me after being kind of only in small little towns and out in the middle of nowhere. It feels a little weird being and civilization for like a few hours straight. I always like to roll through there pretty quick and keep on moving. Today, bit of a weird day. Obviously the leaders got held up for like a day and a half, but kind of strange. I guess yesterday, having some of them pass me and be at the bike shop at the same time and stuff like that. Kind of cool and weird. speaking of, going across the Rock Creek, get the ford across that before Radium. Wasn't really sure how deep it was. It looked pretty deep. So I stripped down and pulled my jersey up to my shoulders, basically, and carried my bike across. And about halfway across, Leo comes up behind, and lets me know she's behind me so I don't freak out. That was pretty funny. And then got to ride with her for a couple minutes. This is pretty cool. She's super strong. It's incredible. And then going down into Radium, that descent is just crazy and never ending. It's one of those descents that's so long, you eventually kind of want it to end. Which is really weird to say on a bicycle. Stopped kind of early yesterday. I was just feeling tired. Got a somewhat early start. See how far we get. Probably somewhere between Hartsville and Salida. Or either of those two places, depending on the wind. That's about it. I'll call you later.
Bonjour, it's Alexandra. I am currently standing outside of MacD's $20 Supper Palace. Because last year I feasted in Breckenridge I thought I was going to yak up my lunch on the climb out of town, so now I have a chill climb to digest before climbing up to Boreas, which is one of my favorite passes. It's just such a chill jammy one. The climbs today have been all so nice, just perfect for a single speeder. Just do. Don't think about too much and just climb. I did spend some time thinking about my last 2 days. The last 2 days were pretty bad. I got caught in a really nasty storm in the basin. Turns out, like, Nico was, like, an hour ahead of me, and he was fine. And the people that were, like, an hour behind me were fine. But I was graced with, like, 40-mile-an-hour winds and mud and nightmare, and I ended up getting trapped out there and slept from, like, 3 till, I don't know, 6, maybe, under my tarp, where I proceeded to get soaked, absolutely annihilated. But my sleeping bag is pretty warm and works even when it gets wet. So that's pretty cool. I'm pretty toast. Good thing I only have like 50 more miles to go. I don't know, actually. I'm going to go as far as I can, but I'm tired. My brain's tired. But I know everyone is. So, okay. I'm headed. Oh, I saw it. I just looked on track leaders and I saw that I'm still ahead of the women's record for a single sweep. So it's like not out of the option. Yeah, but hopefully weather cooperates so I can stick with it. But that's my goal. I'm still trying. I'm trying really hard. It's not easy. Okay, that's all. I gotta go. I gotta get food. Bye.
Hey, top of the afternoon. This is the Phil and Sam show. We've had a little setback coming into Butte. We broke a handlebar on Sam's cutter. Had to wait for an overnight delivery, reinstall. It's all going pretty good. I tell you what, man, we've had setback after setback. I feel like I'm a turd in a punch bowl. Unbelievable. Anyway, we are heading on, trying to get to Beaver Dam Campground before dark tonight. We'll hit Fraser Ridge tomorrow and hopefully get back in somewhat of a rhythm. Doug Folk is still ahead of us. He's just now approaching Fraser Ridge. So our goal was to get the Three Musketeers back together and continue on with this journey. We're having a blast. Can't talk about anybody else because I don't know what they're experiencing, but it has been phenomenal. It's a hell of a lot of hard work and worth every minute of it. Keep pedaling. Be safe. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.